So, the elephant in the room is child abuse in the UK. The likelihood of a child knowing they have been assaulted by a paedophile is slim. Contrary to media sensationalist spin, the most likely abuser is a blood relative. In 1 in 10 boys abused sexually in the USA, where the perpetrator was convicted, the abuser was their biological mother. It was stated by the NSPCC advertising that 1 in 7 children in contemporary British society will be exposed to such abuse. Government covers up abuse, claiming that this protects victims. The NSPCC, one of the largest children charities in the UK, with royal patronage, was taken to court by government sources to withdraw the advertising campaign because several sectors of our society do not want the truth. The likelihood of a child getting a conviction against a family member abusing them is minute. Even when offences come to social worker attention, the child is likely to be labelled as ADD or the like, briefly intervened on, and after parent skill programmes, returned to the abusive family system. The chances are a child may comprehend the nature of the abuse clearly only come adulthood. I was active in victim groups, as also other support networks throughout my 20s, videotaped as I spoke at child protection conferences and rallies for victims' rights from podium at Trafalgar Square. I have appeared on national TV and in national press as a vocal victim of child abuse. I have had over 15 years of therapy across my adult life as a victim. Not once did I get close to convicting my abusers. From experience of victim support, few other victims got convictions either. In stark contradiction to media profiles, it is likely an abuser will be described as an upstanding member of the community, in a career, likely in a position of power and authority, a good family member, and have no criminal record. In the USA, where laws to protect children have existed for longer, they public list paedophiles to protect the community. They are monitored and prevented from access to family victims. The profile type of a killer, monster, predator, hunting children is a myth to frighten people. Rarely does this ever occur. I have, since my early 20s, supported campaigning to get public listing, permanently, of all sex offenders so the community can know their exact crime. In the past in the UK, child abuse was purely dealt with by the clergy, who told everyone to forgive and forget. There was no coherent Children's Act to protect them till the 1980s in the UK. At that time, political pressure was put on the emergent services to cause as little disruption as possible and to minimise the consequences of abuse. This left children unsupported and abusers with all the power. As the UK can now make its own laws, I believe it is high time to address the failings of child protection and victim support. Rather than cover up abuse via media controls and advertising regulations, we should face the problem as a society full on. In my humble attempts to bring attention to needs for reform, now is the time to give us the list. Public list all sex offenders permanently with full disclosure of their crimes to protect the public.